Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlada Lada Daine. Dalada Daine. Hiranyakashipurvakshaha. Anyakashipurvakshaha. Shilatankana Kalaye. Tankana Kalaye. Ito Nisinga Parato Nisingho. Singa Parato Nisingho. Yato, yato, yamita to nisingha. To yamita to nisingha. Bahir nisingha, ridaye nisingho. Singa Parathir nisingho. Narsingha madim sharanam prapadye. Singhamadim sharanam prapadye. Tavakara kamalavare nakamadbhuta singam. Dalita hiranya kashipu tanu bringam. Keshavajita narahari rupa. Jai Jagadisha Re. Jai Jagadisha Re. Jai Jagadisha Re. Tavakara Kamalavare Nakamadbhuta Singam. Dalita Hiranyakashiputan. Keshavajita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadishare. Jai Jagadishare. Jai Jagadishare. Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Narsingha Dev, Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev, Narsingha Dev. Jaya Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev. Nadev, Jaya Narsingha Dev. Narsingha Dev, Jaya Narsingha Dev. Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj. Ajaya Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pribhajakacharya Stotra Satta Shishimad, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta.
A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramhamsa Prabhujakacharya Stotra Satyashi Shimada's Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. ISKCON BBD Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sekaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Yamuna Mai Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulasi Maharani Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Nishinga Bhagavan Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurani Prachayani Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Pastidaya Deshatarni. Hare Krishna, good morning everybody. Thank you for this. It is a great honor to be able to speak today. It's also a little shameless of me in front of so many senior persons, but here we are. So we'll start off by reading a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam describing the appearance of Lord Nrisimha. This is 7th canto, chapter 8, text 18 we'll be reading. We'll just do it responsively and then I'll just read through. We won't do the whole everyone reading because of time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. No, thank you. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sasatvamenam parito vipashyan. Stambasya madhyad anu nir jihanam. Nayam rigo na pinaro vichitram. Aho kimetan rimagendra rupam. Sa he. Hiranyakashipu, the king of the Daityas. Satvam, living being. Enam, that. Parita, all around. Vipashyan, looking. Stambasya, of the pillar. Madhyat, from the midst. Anu nir jihanam, having come out, na, not, ayam, this, mriga, animal, na, not, api, indeed, nara, human being, vichitram, very wonderful, aho, alas, kim, what, etat, this, nirmriga indra rupam, the form of both a man and the king of the beasts, the lion. Translation. While Hiranyakashipu looked all around to find the source of the sound, that wonderful form of the Lord, which could not be ascertained to be either a man or a lion, emerged from the pillar. In amazement, Hiranyakashipu wondered, what is this creature that is half man and half lion? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. A demon cannot calculate the unlimited potency of the Supreme Lord. As stated in the Vedas, Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shuyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. The different potencies of the Lord are always working as an automatic exhibition of His knowledge. For a demon, it is certainly wonderful that the form of a lion and the form of a man can be united, since a demon has no experience of the inconceivable power for which the Supreme Lord is called all-powerful. Demons cannot understand the omnipotence of the Lord. They simply compare the Lord to one of them, avijananti mamudha manusim tanum ashitam. Mudhas, rascals, think that the Lord is an ordinary human being who appears for the benefit of other human beings. Param bhavam ajanata, fools, rascals, and demons cannot realize the supreme potency of the Lord, but he can do anything and everything. Indeed, he can do whatever he likes. When Hiranyakashipu received benedictions from Lord Brahma, he thought that he was safe, since he received the benediction that he would not be killed either by an animal or by a human being. He never thought that an animal and human being would be combined so that demons like him would be puzzled by such a form. That is the meaning of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's omnipotence. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So Hiranyakashipu could not in any way understand what this form of the Lord was. It was totally beyond his comprehension. Aho kim etan nri mrigendra rupam. He said, oh, it's not na mrigendra rupam. It's not nri mrigendra rupam. It's not a man and it's not a lion. And then naya mrigo napi naro vichitram. But it's both lion and man. So his logic was completely insufficient. Is it half man, half lion? Is it neither man nor lion? Is it both man and lion? He simply couldn't understand what this form was. What to speak of understanding that it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this failure of logic and failure of understanding and failure of devotion, this is what makes a demon a demon. This is what makes an asura an asura. This is what distinguishes a devotee and a non-devotee. That by logic, you cannot conceive of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have our logic. We use our logic and reason. And if you like logic and reason, then you apply it to Lord Nrisimha and Krishna and the pastimes and philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will be wonderfully amazed by it. But logic by itself is insufficient. Achintu kaluye bhava natam tarkaya yojayet. That inconceivable things cannot be approached merely by logic. Argument and discussion and debate will not get you to the conclusion. Therefore, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, the demons, they're mudha. Avijananti mamudha manusim tanumashita. That when Krishna comes in a human, what to speak of in a human-like form, they can't understand. They think, oh, he's some guy, he's some person. If he even appeared at all, if it's not just some mythology, oh, he's some man who came. But what to speak of when the Lord comes in these incredible, amazing forms beyond all human experience, like Lord Nrisimha, like Varaha, just as Hiranyakashipu cannot understand. His brother was the same. We may remember, we've been just a month ago, I think we finished that pastime of Varaha. And when Varaha appeared, Hiranyakashipu's brother, also similarly bewildered. Let's see, what was that? I have it here. Ah, there it is. Jahasa chaho vana gocharo mriga. Hiranyaksha saw this amazing form of the Lord as a giant planetary or universal-sized boar. And he says, oh, what is this? Some an amphibious beast. Not comprehending. So, yes, an amphibious beast. Actually, it's nice. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur likes to take the demon's words and turn them around from insults into praise. So vana gochara, vana means forest. So vana gochara mriga means a forest beast. And vana also means the water, so an aquatic or an amphibious beast. But vana gochara also means Lord Narayan, who resides on the ocean, on the causal ocean. So he's also vana gochara. He's residing in the ocean. So he's indirectly referring to Lord Narayan. Mriga means an animal, but mriga also comes is also derived from the verb mrigayati, if I remember correctly, which means to search after or to seek after. So, and vana gochara means the great sages and the devotees. What do? They leave the city and they go to the vana, to the forest, to search after the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the demon cannot understand due to their, with their dull senses, with their dull brains, with their dull logics, they cannot understand. So what to speak of Lord Varaha, Lord Nrisimha, these amazing, incredible appearance of the Lord. Even Krishna himself, that's not less incredible, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all those other incarnations, is a young little cowherd boy with a beautiful bluish complexion and playing a flute and herding the cows. That's not less incredible than the Lord appearing as a half man, half lion, or a giant planet-sized fish, or Varaha, or Korma, or any of these things. So the demons cannot understand this. Only the devotees can understand this. And even the devotees, it's difficult. Lord Brahma, when Varaha appeared from his nostril, he was bewildered. He didn't know, what is this? This creature coming from my nostril in a small form, and now he's assuming a giant form. But because he's a devotee, he and the demigods finally understood, oh, this must be the appearance of the Supreme Lord. So the devotees, even it's difficult, but the devotees can generally understand. Just like when Lord Nrisimha himself appeared after killing Hiranyakashipu, everyone understood he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they didn't understand him fully because they were afraid. They were so fearful, all the big, powerful demigods, and Lord Nrisimha was in such an angry mood because of, after having killed Hiranyakashipu due to his unlimited offenses against his devotee son, Prahlad, they were afraid. So that means they didn't have, even up to Lakshmi, not fully appreciating the appearance of Lord Nrisimha. Therefore, they sent Prahlad forward because he fully understood. What's said in the Bible that that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, something like that in the Bible. So it's the beginning of wisdom to be fearful of the Lord, but it's not the end of wisdom. The end of wisdom is Krishna Prema, and Prahlad had that so fully, he was completely unafraid of this amazing form of the Lord. And like I said, even for devotees, it's difficult. One nice story, after Prabhupada's stroke or heart attack or whatever it was he had in around Memorial Day 1968, and he was recuperating, then he went to the West Coast and he was recuperating there in a rented house, and the house had a piano in it, but the piano was like pushed against the wall out of the way to make room. So one day Prabhupada said, oh, pull the piano out, I want to play piano. So they pulled it out, and when they pulled it away from the wall, there was like something fell with a loud bang, fell from behind the piano. And Prabhupada said, what is that? So the devotee took it, all wrapped up in cloth, and they unwrapped it, and it was a painting or a poster of Lord Nrisimha. And he said, why is it, you know, why is it hidden, wrapped up behind the piano? And devotees had sent many pictures and photos and posters, and Janaki thought, oh, this is so ghastly, you know, with blood and everything. This is not proper. Prabhupada's relaxing, he's recuperating. And Prabhupada said, no, you don't understand. First of all, the demon got liberated, and the devotees are happy to see this. They're joyful to see this, the Lord's pastimes, they're appreciating. I also have a personal story, which I think it's funny. When I was a brand new devotee, my mother came to visit me in the Boston temple, and I was showing her around the temple, and we were looking at these different paintings on the wall, and there was a painting of, you know, the classic painting of Lord Nrsimha with Hiranyakashipu on his lap. And I was explaining the different paintings to my mother, and I said, oh, this is God comes to protect his devotee. When the demons get too active, or the atheists get too active, or the miscreants, then the Lord comes and destroys the demons. And my mother looked at the picture, and she said, but it looks like the demon is winning, because her knowledge was so zero that she thought, oh, this incredible form, half man, half lion, this is monstrous, you might say. So she didn't understand. I explained to her, no, Krishna comes in different forms, suitable for the purpose, and we appreciate that. He's killing the demon who is lying on his lap. So anyway, it's difficult to understand this. Therefore, that's why Bhagavad Gita says, janma karma chame divyam, evam yoveti tatvata tyaktam deham punar janma, naiti mameti sorjana. That if you actually understand the appearance of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, in truth, understand them in truth, not just, you know, check a box, okay, Nrsimha is incarnation, this, that incarnation, but actually, just like Prabhupada talks about jnana and vijnana, that there's theoretical knowledge and realized knowledge. So that's what tattvata means, understanding Nrsimha in truth. So what does that mean, understanding Nrsimha in truth? Ultimately, it means devotional service. Bhakti amam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tattvata. That only the devotee, only through devotion, can Krishna be understood as he is, or as I am, he says. So that's why, if you understand the appearance and the pastimes of the Lord, then you're liberated. You go back to Godhead through that. Because it's not just knowing something theoretically, it's engagement in devotional service which enables that knowledge, that understanding. So all these incarnations are there, and they're all wonderful, and they're all glorious. But where Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as taught by Srila Prabhupada, where the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so generally speaking, our focus is Krishna, Radha Krishna. We worship Radha Krishna, Krishna Balaram, Gornatai. This is our focus. But these avatars are not less. They're not insignificant. They're not Krishna. They're Krishna. They're our same Bhagavan coming in a different form. This is also described by Prabhupada in the purport to Ete Chamsa Kala Punsam, Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam, Injari Vyakulam Lokam Riddhayanti Yuge Yuge. All the above mentioned incarnations, this is after a long list of incarnations, are either plenary portions or portions of the plenary portions of the Lord. But Lord Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And in the purport he says, all the incarnations of the Lord, including the Lord himself, descend on the different planets of the material world, as also in different species of life to fulfill particular missions. Originally, the Lord is full of all opulences, all prowess, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. When they are partly manifested through the plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions, it should be noted that certain manifestations of his different powers are required for these particular functions. When in the room, small electric bulbs are displayed, it does not mean that the electric powerhouse is limited by the small bulbs. The same powerhouse can supply power to operate large-scale industrial dynamos with greater volts. Similarly, the incarnations of the Lord display limited powers because so much power is needed at that particular time. So this is the very meaning of plenary portion. Plenary means full. So they're Bhagavan as much as Krishna himself, but it's Krishna he's just showing a certain fraction of his power for a certain purpose. And he describes Lord Nrsimha and Parasuram, I think he mentions, Prabhupada mentions, are displaying his strength. Mohini Murti and Vamanadeva are displaying his beauty. Nara Narayan is displaying his renunciation like that. So Krishna is the reservoir of all of them, but the incarnations are Krishna just as much. So therefore, we worship the incarnations also. We celebrate all of these days, appearance days of the incarnations. So to understand these incarnations as Krishna and how to apply them in our Krishna consciousness, this is a nice set of prayers by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that I think will help us understand that. He writes, Dushta Ridaye Kama Adi Ripuchaya Kutinati Pratishtasha Shatya Sadaraya Ridaya Shodana Ara Krishnera Vasana Nasingha Charane Mora Eta Kamana. In this wicked heart, the six enemies, lust, anger, and so forth, as well as fault-finding, desire for prestige, and deceit, always remain. My prayer at the feet of Nisringha is that my heart will be purified and my desires will be only for Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his goal is Krishna, Radha Krishna, but he's praying to Lord Nisringha to help me remove the obstacles, remove the nasty things from my heart, purify my heart. It said, Tadasmasaram Ridaya Bhatedam Yagriyamanar Harinama Deyai. That if you chant the holy name, Harinama Deyai, even you meditate on the holy name, but if you don't undergo these transformations of ecstasy and your heart is not purified and softened, then you have to conclude that you have a steel-framed heart. Tadashma Saram. Prabhupada translated as steel-framed. Ashma literally means stone, like a heart of stone. So Lord Nisringha, Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam, that his hand, it's beautiful and delicate and soft like a lotus flower, but his nails are also hard as chisels to break the stone-like chest of Hiranyakashipu. So if we have this, if we want to approach Radha Krishna, if we want to attain higher stages of devotional service, one of the requirements is a softening of the heart. So if our heart is like stone, we could call on Lord Nisringadeva. He's equipped. He has those chisels to break the stone framing of our heart. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying like that. He goes on, Kandiya Nisringhapada Magiba Kakana Nirapade Navadvipe Yugala Bhajana Baya Baya Paya Yanra Darshane Sehari Prasanaha Ibe Kabe More Dayakari. When will I cry at the feet of Nisringha and pray that I may serve the divine couple in Navadvip without disturbance? So this is beautiful. He's praying to Lord Nisringha, but he's praying for the purpose of Navadvipe Yugala Bhajan. Yugala Bhajan means the worship of Radha and Krishna. So the worship of the Nisringha for us, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is not different from or separate from our worship of and our aspirations for the worship of Radha and Krishna. When will I cry at the feet of Nisringha and pray that I may serve the divine couple in Navadvip without disturbance? When will the Lord, seeing whom fear becomes fearful, be pleased and bless me? So this is a beautiful prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we can learn from this how and why to approach Lord Nisringha on this day, on any day, but especially on this day. And Lord Nisringha's hands, so wonderful, like lotuses, but like chisels, all to protect the devotees. And therefore, Prabhupada introduced these prayers. There are so many avatars, like waves in the ocean, unlimited, and there's 10 principal das avatars. But Lord Nisringha, actually, Prabhupada made a part of ISKCON liturgy. Part of our liturgy is to offer prayers to Lord Nisringha after Artiks, which wasn't granted to any other avatar, so that also is special. Again, going back to Prabhupada's illness in 1968, at that time, he taught the devotees this prayer, Namaste Narasimhaya, and the prayer of Jayadev Goswami, Tavakara Kamala. He taught it to them for the protection of hymns for the devotees to pray for the protection of Srila Prabhupada, and for Prabhupada to have them pray for the protection of his very young, very new, very shaky in some ways, new movement of ISKCON. So at that time, 1968, he taught it. I think it's described in the Leelamrita that he wrote it out by hand on paper, and he had Kirtananda pass out copies to all the devotees and taught them how to sing it. And then also later on, a second time he taught it to devotees. This is actually in the Veda base. You could hear the talk in 1970, I think it was, before Prabhupada went to Japan. He was leaving for Japan, and he taught the devotees these prayers, Namaste, Narasingha, all these prayers, and had them repeat it and talked about it. And he said something very interesting. He said, because I'm going away for some time, I won't be here to protect you, so you learn these prayers so Lord Narasingha can protect you. Now, of course, Srila Prabhupada is always protecting us. To this day, he's protecting all of us. But still, he's entrusting the devotees in that protection. He's entrusting the devotees to the care of Lord Narasingha, because that's his particular, the Lord's particular bhava, the particular mood, and the particular purpose of his appearance. So important for all devotees and in ISKCON to approach and worship and serve Lord Narasingha. And I don't know exactly how it became like an official part of the ISKCON morning program, but it did, and it's important. So we want to worship Krishna. We want to understand Krishna tattvata in truth. And in order to understand the Lord in truth, we can't understand him in isolation. The Lord is understood through his pastimes with his devotees. And the devotees are understood and appreciated through their pastimes with the Lord. In Krishna book, Prabhupada writes, Krishna alone is not particularly beautiful, but when his energy, especially his pleasure energy, represented by Radharani, expands, he looks very magnificent. So especially Radha Krishna, and we've heard before how Krishna is beautiful, and Radhika sees Krishna's beauty, and she becomes enlivened, and therefore, because of that, she becomes more beautiful, and when her beauty increases, then Krishna also becomes amazed and enlivened, and his beauty increases, and this competition up, 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 unlimitedly is going on. But it's also true with all the devotees who are under the shelter of Krishna's pleasure potency, his Ladini Shakti. We know in the second canto, the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are mentioned, Atrasarga, Visargas Cha. I don't remember all of them. And then Manvantar Ishanukata. Ishanukata is one of the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Ishakata means hearing the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in a couple of verses later, when the Bhagavatam itself analyzes what that means, it states, avatar anucharitam hares chasyanu vartinam. Avatar anucharitam, which is Ishakata, the topics of the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does that mean? Hares chasyanu vartinam. Anuvartinam means the followers. It means understanding the Lord and his followers. So we understand the Lord through his devotees, and we understand the devotees through their love and relationship with the Lord. And amongst all the devotees, Prahlad Maharaj is so special and so unique in so many ways. Sridhar Swami actually says in one commentary that of all the Mahajans, you know, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Prahlad is one of the Mahajans. Sridhar Swami says Prahlad is the best of all of them. At least in that instance, he says that. So here's another very excellent verse describing the nature of Prahlad's love for Krishna. 7440, Srimad Bhagavatam. Nadati kvachid utkanto vilajo nrityati kvachit kvachit tad bhavana yuktas tanmayo nuchakaraha. Sometimes upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy, and sometimes, being fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of Krishna. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj sometimes felt that the Lord was far away from him and therefore called him loudly. When he saw that the Lord was before him, he was fully jubilant. Sometimes, thinking himself one with the Supreme, he imitated the Lord's pastimes, and in separation from the Lord, he would sometimes show symptoms of madness. Let's compare this with the gopis in Krishna book, chapter 30. This is when Krishna disappeared from the rasa dance, it said. When Krishna suddenly disappeared from the company of the gopis, they began to search for him everywhere. After not finding him anywhere, they became afraid and almost mad after him. With dampened eyes, they began to see the very pastimes of Krishna, his beautiful talks with them, his embracing, kissing, and other activities. Being so attracted to Krishna, they imitated his dancing, his walking, and his smiling, as if they themselves were Krishna. Due to Krishna's absence, they all became crazy. Each one of them told the others that she was Krishna. So the gopis are topmost. Prahlad is not a gopi. He has his own relationship with Krishna. But his love, the intensity of his love, we could see here the similarity, that he was also becoming mad and even imitating the pastimes of Krishna and crying and sometimes jubilant and sometimes lamenting. One thing very nice I learned in... Is Dhruva Maharaj here today? Or his wife, Samapriya? Anyway, in his very nice Bhagavatam reading group, a few weeks ago we were studying about Uddhava visiting Vrindavan. And when Uddhava visited Vrindavan and talked with the gopis, he was so blown away and amazed by the love, the standard of love of the gopis. And now I asked if he was here because I can't remember if it was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur or Srila Sanatan Goswami who commented on that, saying Uddhava didn't want to give up his relationship with Krishna of being his friend, his cousin, his confidant, his advisor, and become a gopi. He didn't want to do that. But he wanted his love for Krishna to attain the intensity of the love that the gopis had. So Prahlad is like that. He's not becoming a gopi. He has his relationship with Krishna, but his intensity is practically like that of the gopis, that he's completely mad in the ecstasy of loving Krishna. Prabhupada says later in this purport, let's see. The first realization is impersonal Brahman, but one must go still further to realize Paramatma and eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped in the transcendental feelings of a devotee in a relationship of Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. Here, the feelings of Prahlad Maharaj were in the mellow of Vatsalya, filial love and affection. As a child cries when left by his mother, when Prahlad Maharaj felt that the Lord was away from him, he began to cry. Again, a devotee like Prahlad sometimes sees that the Lord is coming from a long distance to pacify him, like a mother responding to a child saying, "My dear child, do not cry, I am coming." Then the devotee, without being ashamed due to his surroundings and circumstances, began to dance, thinking, "Here is my Lord is coming." So this is really fascinating and to me, that Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, Krishna is Akila Rasamrita Murti. He's a reservoir of all relationships, all kinds of relationship. So it is Vatsalya Bhav. He's in the relationship of Vatsalya Bhav, like the child and the parent. Now, Prabhupada would generally deride the general conception of God as the father. Thinking, oh, God is the father. That just means, you know, just like a child, you just want to take. Whatever you can get from the parents. But and therefore he also suggested the alternative, that you could become the parent of Krishna and take care of Krishna and serve Krishna and protect Krishna. This is higher, this is better. But here Prahlad Maharaj turns this whole thing around so beautifully that yes, he's accepting Lord Nrisimha as his parent, as his more like a mother than a father. And he's the child, but he's doing it in such pure love with no selfishness, none of this idea of taking, but just full surrender that the only shelter, the only protection, the only ashraya is my Lord Nrisimha. So Prahlad is so wonderful, so special. What time should I end by? Someone who knows, what time should I end by? 9:30? Oh, it's still early then, okay. So Prahlad Maharaj's devotion is so wonderful and so unique, and therefore Nrisimha Dev is special and unique, therefore we worship him, and Prahlad is so wonderful and special, and his love is so beautiful and so exemplary that we can take shelter of that. Let's see, one more. I'll actually finish before 9:30, but most devotees here are probably familiar with Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Srila Sanatana Goswami. And there's a very nice sequence of events in there that end up glorifying Prahlad very much. I'll go through it quickly. That there was one brahmana on the bank of the river in Prayag, and he did very beautiful worship of his Shalagram Srila. And he was singing and dancing and leading the kirtan and cooking and distributing prasad to everyone there in a very beautiful Sankirtan festival. And Narada Muni happened to be passing by, and he saw that brahmana. And Narada Muni became ecstatic and started glorifying and praising that brahmana. You have obtained the mercy of the Lord. Look at how beautifully you're worshiping your deity and distributing prasad and chanting the holy name and propagating Krishna consciousness. You have received the mercy of the Lord. And the brahmana, who was a great devotee himself, but also as a great devotee, he was humble, and he said, no. I have not obtained the mercy of the Lord. I'm just a poor brahmana. I do what little bit I can, hold a little meager festival, distribute some prasad, try to serve the devotees to my limited ability. But if you want to know who has really obtained the mercy of the Lord, there's the king of this nearby kingdom. He has great opulence, and he has established a beautiful temple of the Lord and does all these things on such a scale of opulence and beauty and perfection and with such great devotion that he, this person, has achieved the mercy of the Lord. So Narada Muni then goes there to see that person. And again, he's so taken in and so amazed by the devotion of this king and the beauty of the festivals and his worship of the deity. Narada, again, you've attained the mercy of the Lord. And the king says, no, please, thank you. But Narada Muni, you have to understand, I'm just a mortal on this earthly planet. And therefore, that chapter of Brihad Bhagavatamrita is called Boma, meaning on the earth planet. He said, what can I do, a little king of this earthly planet with a reign of a few years? What can I possibly do to please the Lord, to serve the devotees? If you want to really see, you should go to the heavenly planets where they have so much more facility and so much more opulence and devotion and long lifespan. And not only that, Lord Indra, who is the head of them all, has such devotion and is serving the Lord and loves the Lord so much that the Lord has appeared as his own brother, as Lord Vamadeva Upendra. Upendra means the brother of Indra. He's obtained the mercy of the Lord. So put out of your head for the time being Indra's, you know, mistakes and fall downs and all the wacky things he sometimes does. Because at his core, he's a great, great devotee. So Narada Muni then does that. The next chapter is called Divya, the heavenly planets. And he sees Lord Indra, and the same thing happens. He praises him, and Indra says no. And he recounts all the mistakes he's made and said, if I've obtained the mercy of the Lord, how can I have made all these mistakes? You should see Lord Brahma. So again, Narada Muni goes to Lord Brahma and is in ecstasy seeing him there and praising Lord Brahma, your great devotee. You're practically an incarnation, the guna avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're carrying out the work of creation for him. You're so wonderful. And you get to speak to him. You can go to the, you could see him in your heart. And you did tapasya for so long and you got a vision of the Lord and the vision of Vaikuntha. And you can speak to him at the shore of the milk ocean. And again, Lord Brahma denies that. No, I've made so many mistakes. I'm stuck in this material world. You need to go see Lord Shiva. So then Narada Muni leaves the material realm and goes, the next chapter is Prapanchita, which means beyond the material, or it's translated there as beyond the material world. And he goes to Kailas, and Lord Shiva is there, and he's dancing in ecstasy in Kirtan, worshiping Lord Sankarshan, along with his wife and Ganesh, and all the Ganas are there, all his followers are there, and he's in such ecstasy singing and chanting about the Lord. And again, Narada Muni comes and tries to offer obeisances, but Lord Shiva won't let him offer obeisances. Instead, he embraces him, and the same thing, he's praising him in so many ways. So again, the same thing happens, and he denies. No, I'm supervising in the material mode of ignorance. I try to engage my followers, but you know my followers are such a bunch of ghosts and hobgoblins. And what can I do? And even I sometimes challenge the Lord, like the Shiva Jwar and the Narayana Jwar pastime, or Banasura, who is a devotee of Lord Shiva, and so many persons were devotees of Lord Shiva, and Krishna came and defeated them. So he said, no, but if you actually want to know, you have to go see Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj is actually the actual person who has obtained the mercy of the Lord. Let's see. So he went to the kingdom of Prahlad Maharaj, and Narada Muni was then so amazed at seeing the devotion of Prahlad and remembering the pastimes of Prahlad that Narada Muni said, I am rejecting the curse given to me by Daksha that doesn't allow me to stay in one place. I'm going to stay here with you, Prahlad, and I'm just going to live here with you. Stay here full time. Oh, actually, going back to Lord Shiva, there's one nice little detail. Lord Shiva was glorifying and praising Prahlad so much. He was saying, he started off by saying, better than me are the residents of Vaikuntha. And even among the residents of Vaikuntha, the best among them is Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, who is the consort and constant companion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even above her is Prahlad Maharaj. And actually, before he said that, he called Narada Muni close and he whispered it in his ear, that even better than even better than Lakshmi is Prahlad, because his wife was there, Lord Shiva's wife was there, and Gauri and Lakshmi are friends, so he didn't want to get in trouble Lord Shiva was criticizing Lakshmi, she might get angry, and we know she's cursed people before for that, So he whispered it. Anyway, Narada Muni went and he was so pleased with Prahlad, and he recounted one story that after the pastime with Lord Nrisimha, Prahlad had grown up and become king, and he had heard that in Naimasharanya, the Lord resided in his form of Pitavas, beautiful form of Narayan Pitavas in golden garments. So he went there to see the Supreme Lord, and when he went there, he was challenged by one person who was dressed in the garb of a sannyasi, but also with a bow and arrow and weapons. So Prahlad thought, oh, this person, he's just like a sannyasi and also like a kshatriya. This is Varnasankara. This person is obviously some kind of hypocrite. So it became a big fight, and they fought with each other. But Prahlad could not defeat this person who was Narayan himself. And Narayan also didn't defeat Prahlad. Then finally, Prahlad understood, oh, this is my Lord. And he apologized and said, oh, I was supposed to defeat you. I couldn't defeat you. And Lord Narayan said, oh, Prahlad, I am always defeated by you. Just like jita jita so pyasi chais trilokyam, right? That the Lord is defeated by his devotee. So the love of Prahlad was such that the Lord says, I am always conquered by you. And when Narada Muni heard that story or recounted that story, Narada Muni started dancing in ecstasy, said, I am conquered, I am conquered. Just repeating those two words, I am conquered, I am conquered. Just like the pastime with Mahaprabhu and the king. Wow, I'm having a senior moment. Prataparuja. Wow, that was bad. Yeah, I forgot Prataparuja. The pastime, and that verse was recited, that Tavakatam Ritam Taptab Jivanam. And at the end it says, Bhui Dajana, that the person who is reciting and teaching and sharing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhuri Dajana, he is the most merciful person. And Mahaprabhu heard that, and he just repeated, Burida, Burida, the most merciful, the most merciful. So just like Narada Muni was also in that similar kind of ecstasy, I am conquered, I am conquered. So Prahlad Maharaj's devotion is so intense and so strong and so unique. And Lord Nrisimha's appearance is also so amazing, simultaneously frightening. I said earlier how the Lord, like for the purpose of a particular avatar, he manifests a particular opulence. But actually, Nrisimhadeva is not just manifesting his strength. He's also beautiful. You know, like a lion. The lion is such a beautiful animal with the big mane. And he's fierce, but beautiful. And he's also intelligent. How intelligent was Lord Nrisimha that this foolish demon, I won't be killed by a man. I won't be killed by an animal. I won't be killed in the day or in the night, in the air, on the land, in the day, in the night. The Lord was so intelligent that he preserved all those boons and still killed the demon. This is the supreme intelligence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And renounced, he killed the demon on the demon's throne, which was the throne of the whole universe, which Hiranyakashipu was ruling. And he was on that throne. That means Lord Nrisimha was the ruler of the whole universe. But as soon as the pastime was over, gone. He's also the most renounced. So, and the most famous, that still millions of years later, devotees are recounting and singing and dancing and hearing these amazing pastimes of Lord Nrisimha. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And Ete Chamsa Kalapam Sam, the string is avatar incarnation. You could say partial expansion, but that's Krishna coming in that form for that particular purpose. And like Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, we approach Lord Nrisimha for protection, for the purpose of our Yugala Bhajan, for the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna, worshiping Radha Shama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, and returning back to Godhead in Vrindavan. So he's there, he's protecting us. Therefore, Vaishnavas generally, we don't have to worship Ganesh for removal of different kinds of obstacles, which is almost always for the purpose of material advancement. Instead, we have Lord Nrisimha, who will remove all our obstacles with one strike of his chisel-like nails on his beautiful lotus hands, remove all our obstacles in our worship of Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is always our protector, everyone's protector, but he's also entrusted us to the care of Lord Nrisimha. So these are just some, you know, points and things to think about, things to meditate on, for me to meditate on. Tonight they'll be also just as valuable, actually more valuable than whatever ideas or speculations I can come up with. Actually hear the pastimes of Lord Nrisimha from the Bhagavatam, from the Puranas. We have opportunity to do that during the day, and tonight a devotee is reciting those pastimes. That also we should do. Thank you very much, everybody, for your very kind attention. I appreciate it very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. If there's any questions or comments or discussion, we can do that now. Yes, Prabhu, and or pick amongst yourself whoever goes first.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, thank you for the nice class. So you mentioned how the Lord said that he's always defeated by his devotee. So there's one little exchange between Lord Narasimhadev and Prahlad, that Lord Narasimhadev told Prahlad, ask for a benediction. So Prahlad said, no, I don't want any benediction. So he insisted, the Lord insisted, no, you must take a benediction. And Prahlad keeps saying no, and the Lord keeps saying, yes, you must take a benediction. So then Prahlad said, okay, please give me the benediction that I will not ask you for any benediction. So that way he was defeated. Also there is...
That's also the intelligence of the devotee as well.
Yes. So earlier you mentioned about that instance with your mother, how, you know, she took the Lord in a different way. So just want to tell an incident that took place lately in one of the countries that I visit, that there was a crime scene investigation where someone died and they were trying to find the cause. So on the scene, there was a devotee with her bead bag doing japa, and she was like walking around right there in the scene. And then they zoomed the camera and they put it on Facebook that it has to be these people, because on her bead bag she has the picture of Governor Shingadev. And they said, look, these are the satanic people. And they actually came and investigated the temple and just found out to be the opposite. So I just want to share that.
Avijananti Mamuda. Nice. Actually, that just interject here, that also reminded when the Lord asked Prahlad. Prahlad actually did ask for, did say a couple of things. You know, if you want, as a benediction, that he wanted his father delivered. And the other thing he asked for is that I always want the association of, I don't remember the exact words, the devotees, or maybe specifically mentioned Narada Muni, who is his guru. So even he's in the presence of the Lord, Krishna is right there, but he's saying, I want the association of the devotees. So for us especially, that's such an exemplary thing also. Prahlad's preaching spirit. The whole kingdom was demons, but under Prahlad's rule, he made them all devotees. The whole kingdom was devotional. And he was, even though he had darshan of the Lord himself, he was still devoted to his guru, Narada Muni. So there's so many nice things about Prahlad and his pastimes. Something else?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes.
So you were talking about the piano and that. So... Anybody know what happened to that little form of Lord Narasimhadev? Did anybody ever preserve that?
Oh, I don't
know. Is that too far gone?
No. Who knows? That was a long time ago, and I don't know. It was probably not a painting. It was probably like, you know, an Indian print, judging by at the time, that was 1968. Mm-hmm. Also, interesting thing is they pulled the piano away, and Prabhupada played the piano. They had seen him to harmonium, but never piano, so he actually played the piano. I don't know if he used two hands or one hand like harmonium. Anything else? Yes.
So we know Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who knows the nature or understands the nature of my appearance and disappearance does not have to take birth again in this material world. That understand, it seems like such a minimal requirement for not taking birth in this material world. What is your understanding of that?
Yeah, my understanding is that to understand Krishna in truth, just like I quoted Bhakti Mama Bijanati, that to understand Krishna, that's only through devotional service. So understanding Krishna's appearance and activities, my understanding is that that presupposes a life of devotional service. So that's how I understood that. It's not just, like I say to you, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You'll say, Krishna. So, okay, am I qualified now? Janma Karma Tame Divyam. that I know, and is he transcendental? Yes, he's transcendental. So we can say that, we could tick the boxes off, we could do the true or false or multiple choice test. Is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Is he transcendental? But to actually, to actually understand that deeply, again, that's why I also mentioned gyan and vigyan. It takes realization, and that realization only comes from a lifetime of devotional service and Krishna purifying our heart and revealing himself in our heart. So, you know, how, now that theoretical, just being able to answer that question, Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his appearance and activities are transcendental, that's a lot. Just to do that, that means if you have a shred of intelligence and a shred of honesty, if you accept that, you're going to engage in a lifetime of devotional service, and then the realization will grow to the point where it's mature. That's some thoughts on how I understand that. Is that okay?
You have to have a guru who will engage you. Then you'll know Krishna and go back home.
Yes, that's nice. Understand means stand under.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
there are many, as you gave a very nice class. In Logu Bhagavatam Mrita, Rupa Goswami Pad writes that Nrisimhadev's planet is not in Vaikuntha, is in Mahavaikuntha. And the reason is that Prahlad Maharaj caused Nrisimhadev to have a deep emotional feeling that somebody cares for me. And that's why he was leaking. And then Nrisimhadev developed a desire, I want to experience what he's experiencing. So that was the origin source of Vatsala Rasa. So Nrisimhadev is the emblem or predominating deity of Vatsala Rasa, caused by Prahlad. So Prahlad Maharaj's position from that angle is very high. Because he gave the inspiration to the Lord to taste as a child. So, and Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, before Nrisimhadev came, all the incarnation, as you mentioned in your class, Kurma, Varaha, Matsya, no parents. All parents started after Nrisimhadev. All the incarnation as a parents because of Prahlad's reciprocation.
Jai. That's very nice. Also, there's several descriptions Prabhupada gives, quoting from different Puranas, how when Prahlad came and offered his prayers, that Lord Nrisimha picked him up and held him in his arms and was actually rocking him, and just as a mother lion does with the cub, was licking his body with his lion tongue. So that's very nice. That's also why Lord Nrisimhadev is also the, and Prahlad is the emblem, should be the emblem in ISKCON for child protection. That he was, of course, he was a great devotee, but he was a child, and to torture a child like that, it's almost inconceivably evil. So those who are concerned also with child protection means, and vatsalya, that the parents protect and take care of the child. So that's also important for, actually someone asked me specifically to mention that particular point of view. And Lord Nrisimha will not tolerate the abuse of the children, of the devotee children, to infringe on their opportunity to advance in Krishna consciousness or to harm them in some ways. Such an evil that the Lord will not tolerate that. So that's something we also have to be very careful not to do it, and even not through inaction to allow it to happen. So that's another part of Vatsalya. Yes, Prabhu.
I got the mic. You're saying, you know, we can make this the advancement really through devotional service. Can you, a lot of time there's misconceptions of what devotional service is. Can you clarify what devotional service really is?
Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmardhyanavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir utvam. You could speak for, and we do, we speak for years and years, we've been speaking about this topic. But in brief, that you, as much as possible, you turn away from other desires for sense gratification, for impersonal liberation, for yoga, for other kinds of speculation. You neglect those things. The process of jnana, the process of karma, you don't allow those to cover up your devotional service. So that's a good definition. A good definition has a negative side, that what it is not, and a good definition also has a positive side, what it is. So the negative side is that devotional service means don't cultivate material desires and speculative philosophy and impersonalism. And the positive side is anukulena krishnanu, that you're serving Krishna favorably. Favorably means that you're trying to please Krishna. In discussing that verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the example is given of Kamsa. That Kamsa, he was also fighting with Krishna, and Krishna was pleased by that, but his intention was not to please Krishna. Therefore, it's not counted as pure devotional service. So anukulena krishnanu, that it's anukulena krishna, it's meant for pleasing Krishna, that's your motivation. And anukulena krishnanu shilanam, and it means you're following the process as given by the Shastra and the previous acharyas and the spiritual master, following in their footsteps. So in brief, that's what devotional service is. And if we're outside of that realm, then like Prabhupada said, if you're eating, then you'll feel nourished, you'll feel healthy, your belly will be filled. But if you're eating, but you're still remaining hungry, then he says, that means there is some worms in your intestines. Just like if you have a tapeworm, then you're eating, you're not getting any nourishment. He said, that means there's some Maya's play. So if we're doing devotional service like that, neglecting material desires as far as we can, trying to please Krishna and not please ourselves as far as we can, following the parampara and the instructions and directions and example of Srila Prabhupada as much as we can, then that's devotional service.
The anukulena is very important, that we have these, a lot of time we miss that, these favorable thoughts and feelings for Krishna. Krishna's looking for the emotion. He's looking for the feelings in the service, not just, a lot of time we even talk about, what service are you doing? But not devotional service, which Krishna's looking for the emotion and the feeling in that. That's the most important thing to him. So it's time we get sidetracked from that.
Jai, thank you.
A couple of things I'd like to mention.
Next.
The one benediction that he accepted outside of remove all material desires from my heart was that he had a kingdom where he ruled as king for 150,000 years. And Lord Nrisimhadev convinced him that he could help all these devotees and subjects advance in devotional service. Also, in the second chapter of Adi Leela, there's a description of Lord Chaitanya that he has the power of a lion, the loud voice of a lion, and the strong arms of a lion. And also, Lord Chaitanya displayed this Nrisimhadev form in his Mahaprakash when he was had all the devotees and was exhibiting all different kinds of forms of incarnations. One last thing is that he also appeared to Chankazi in his dream after Chankazi stopped the Sankirtan. And he had this dream that there was this lion who sat on his chest and was ripping into his chest with his strong claws. So there are a number of different
Jai, very nice. Also, Mahaprabhu, when he visited What's the Nisringa temple near Vishakhapatnam on the hill? Jihad Nisringa. Prabhupada visited that temple and the deity is there. It's up on a hill. And the deity is like encased in a thick layer of sandalwood pulp. And Prabhupada said, that's to keep him cool-headed. But Mahaprabhu also visited that temple and also danced in ecstasy and recited prayers to Nisringa when he visited there. There was a question there, then we'll wrap it up.
You said that Lord Nisringadev will not tolerate abuse to children, devotee children. Yet it happened, and it appears that he tolerated years.
He acts in his own time. Yeah. Even Prahlad had to endure for some time. It's not that at the very first offense that Hiranyakashipu did, he immediately appeared. It took, you know, kill him in this way, kill him in that way, kill him in the other way. It took a while. And also, we may not necessarily expect Lord Nisringa to come here personally and descend and, you know, do whatever. But where, just like Prabhupada, like I said, Prabhupada is our protector, and we're the servants of Prabhupada and the servants of Nisringa. We take that responsibility. And if it's going on and it's not being addressed, then maybe we should look at ourselves and not blame Lord Nisringa. Why aren't you appearing? But why aren't I doing something about it? But the Lord can, you know, enact things in his own ways. Prabhupada said, Krishna doesn't have to come personally to kill the demons. He could send one cyclone and kill millions of demons with one. So all these things happen in different ways and in various ways, and a lot of it is left up to us, to our, you know, and according to our strength and our ability and our sincerity and our bravery, then we can also address these things. But we may not necessarily expect Nisringadev to descend from Mahavaikuntha, and come and, you know, personally take care of it. So we have to deal with it the best we can on our level, I guess. Okay, one more.
Yeah. Lord Nisringadev, Jananivas Prabhu in Mayapur say that if you go to Lord Nisringadev and you pray, He will grant your desire, spiritual desire, very fast. So Lord Nisringadev is the most merciful Lord. You have to surrender to Lord Nisringadev, and you will pray to him, and you will feel his mercy inside of you and all over you, and It's nobody more merciful than Lord Nisringadev. You just have to surrender. If you surrender to Lord Nisringadev, then you will feel his mercy, you know, in your own experience. So, and my Guru Maharaj, in one Nisringadev appearance day in Mayapur, he said that Lord Nisringadev, he looked like this, right? Like he's angry, but actually, he's laughing. He said, how you know these melechas are here? And then he's not angry in Mayapur, he's happy.
Jai. That's the beauty of, part of the beauty of Lord Nisringa, that Prabhupada would often bring out this paradox. Just like he said, a Tavakara Kamala, like a lotus, but also like chisels to break. So this is the paradox, that he's the angriest and the fiercest and also the most merciful at the same time. And actually those two things are different sides of the same coin. That his anger at the demon is his mercy to them, and at the same time his protection and love of the devotee is the motivating factor for the whole thing. So thank you very much, everybody, for your very kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Very nice class.
Thank you. Very kind of you to say so.
One of those happy ones. The 12 years ago,
yes.
One of my godmothers had this big deal with Nisringadev.
Yeah.